Laurie Findlay is 18 years old and a senior at Childs High School. She's a good student, but there's something else consuming much of her time and energy, too.
In ninth grade, I saw the documentary, The Dark Side of Chocolate, and so that highlighted human trafficking in the chocolate industry. And then in 10th grade, I joined the AnPower program, so they flew me to Washington, D.C. for a youth leadership program. And then when I came back, I got to apply for a grant, and so I held a human trafficking awareness seminar.
Just so you know, the AnPower Vital Voices Initiative Findlay's part of is a partnership between Ann Incorporated, parent company of Ann Taylor, and Loft and Vital Voices. Its stated purpose is to empower young women from across the U.S. with the leadership skills they need to affect global progress, invest in their communities, and become the next generation of leaders. Findlay is happy to see the public and policymakers' awareness of human trafficking on the rise.
Human trafficking is becoming a more popularized issue, and like more legislators are focusing on it. This session, a lot of legislation is being proposed, both on the state and national level, and it's also more in the public eye. It's like fair trade is kind of joining organic things with being more popularized.
But Findlay is convinced more needs to be done, so she's organized an event to focus additional attention on the matter.
On April 24th, I'm going to be holding a human trafficking awareness march to the Florida Capitol. So at 2:30 p.m., we're going to be meeting at the FSU Law School Rotunda, and we're going to be walking over to the Capitol Courtyard for an awareness event.
Findlay says there will be a number of speakers once the march reaches the Capitol.
And we're hoping that Representative Vasalinda will share a few words about human trafficking legislation. And then a survivor of human trafficking, Connie Rose, is going to share her story and outline how we can help combat human trafficking.
Along with plenty of information about the issue.
There are going to be awareness tables set up, so there's going to be one dedicated to legislation on the state and national level. And there'll also be awareness tables dedicated to human trafficking in different industries like the electronics industry, clothing industry, and other industries.
And Findlay says there are a lot of ways to find out more in advance of Friday's march and Capitol rally.
You can go to my website at www.tastingfreedomnow.com, or you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram.
And if you go, you'll also be able to meet a remarkable young woman who's taken on an international issue with a skill and devotion far beyond her years. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.